fan son con los este que sería France. Well, when today the guy fish Saint Mark. Saint Mark was a disciple, the scribe of Saint Peter. The one who will write was Saint Peter and was preaching. So we see something that we can expand on the Gospel of today. So on the Gospel, our Lord sends his disciples to preach the Gospel around the world. So you have to remember that to preach the Gospel is for the priest, but any Catholic, any child, any children of God is obliged to preach by the example, by professing the faith, by being witness about our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, witness of his goodness, of his divinity. This is why was a beautiful principle that a priest said once, that anyone who is Catholic should be noticed by anyone no more than 10 minutes after being meeting each other. So in such a way that if someone is not identified as Catholic after 10 minutes of encounter, conversation, is something wrong with that person. Yes, a very, very profound principle, because we as Catholics, we are obliged to be witness of our Lord's presence in our life, our Lord's gospel, our Lord's divinity, our Lord's charity, our Lord's work of redemption, by our behavior, by how we speak, how we practice patience, how we communicate, how we practice charity, fraternal correction, whatever our duties. Everything we do and we speak should reflect our faith, our love, our hope for our Lord Jesus Christ, the Blessed Virgin Mary. This is a very powerful sentence. This is why we must be like the disciples. So we are out in the world, so preaching by example, by word. So the advices of our Lord are very important, because that falls upon us, this warning. So any disciple of our Lord must follow this pattern, these advices of our Lord. He said, first, you have to go, he said, by two. So wherever you go, yes, you are in community. It's the first principle of Catholics. We Catholics, we are not independent. We are not going around practicing our religion alone. But we should be associated in works of charity, in prayer, in rosaries, in learning, and at least in asking for advice, asking for light, yes, for books or whatever. So we are a family. Catholics are family. So we are in communion with the saints, and we are in communion with each other. Means whatever we do, we help out the others. We influence the others. We build up in the others, Catholics, their souls, their salvation. Also, we damage each other by example, our omissions, or by not practicing our faith or hope or charity. So this is the first point for whatever disciple. Any disciple of our Lord must be working with each other, praying, communicating, suffering, especially suffering, I would say. Catholics must suffer together. It is not true that you have your suffering, I have mine, and no, it's not true, because the suffering of my neighbor should be mine also. And my sufferings are, in fact, our Lord's and the saints' sufferings. We really share cross. Really, it's one of the teachings of the Gospels. We share the cross. It's why we are in community. We are, by the communion of saints, communion of saints, is in the world. We are working together. We're working together. We are suffering together. We are loving God together. We are professing the faith together. So our Lord said, he who confessed me before men, I will confess him before my Father. So our Lord wants us to confess him in public with our brethren. So in such a way that people will see in us Christ, see in us the saints, as far as we can, as far as we must edify up the others. That's the first principle of the disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. So second, he says, the harvest is not abundant. The harvest is abundant. It's great. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. And because we have to help out the others to carry their crosses, and we have to teach them how to be Catholic by example. Therefore, we are obliged to be like those who are inviting workers to the vine of our Lord. We have to be apostolic, to be worried for vocations, for religious nuns, monks, priests, to pray for them and to look for vocations, or to encourage vocations. To speak to the children about the sublimity of a religious life. Any one of us is obliged to be apostles of vocations. Because from the vocation depends how much grace we are going to receive. Religious and priest. So this is one of the, I would say, one of the great faults of us Catholics. We don't pay too much attention and too much concern and too much prayer for vocations, or fostering vocations in our children. In fact, in the Middle Ages, in the ages of faith, our parents, our great-grandparents, and will first try to encourage the children to become religious and priests, if possible. And if that was not possible because that was not vocation, okay, they will allow them to go for something else. This is a concern. It's a general concern. In fact, there's a famous principle of the saints that if we cooperate in the development of vocations, we will deserve to have a priest on the side of our bed when we are dying. The day we are going to die, we are going to deserve to have a priest, someone, to help him to die well. Yes, of course. How do we pretend to have a priest if we are not doing, if we are not fostering, we are not searching or cooperating or doing sacrifices for them, for the vocations, for priests. Remember the principle. In proportion we give, we are going to receive from God back. So, if we give time, prayers, crosses, bearing cross for the priest, for vocations. Meanwhile, we're going to receive back from those vocations, graces from their prayers, and from their priesthood. You see? It's a very important principle. The more we are concerned and helping out to the church in this topic of vocation, the more we want to be have the benefit from them. Yes? Especially protecting them from the errors, no? To defend the faith, of course. To be like martyrs. This is the work of the parents. So it's very sad to see parents not being worried about the vocation of their children. It should help them to investigate or to try to foster, to try to ask for that grace if God wants it, before they think about another professions, which is also very good, but it's those professions like to be an engineer, to be in the world, as for those who have no vocation. It's quite fair, they have to figure out whether they have vocation. Yeah? Very important. Second, so our Lord says, I send you as lambs in the midst of wolves. It's a fact in this moment more than ever. We are in the midst of wolves. If you don't realize that, something wrong, very wrong with us. This is why we have to be learning more than ever our catechism. This is why we have to be praying more than ever to the Blessed Virgin Mary and the saints. This is why we have to be very cautious, prudent, have greater fortitude, we have greater patience, greater charity, greater faith, greater endurance, self-suffering, penance. Basically, we are obliged to look for the heroic virtues to survive as lambs in the midst of wolves. It's something that people doesn't realize. Is it why you notice priests supposed not only to feed the flock with right doctrine and right sacraments and the way that God wants it then, to the way he wants us to give to you, but he wants also the priest to protect you against the wolf. It's not a good priest, the one who just feeds you. A good shepherd is only also is protecting you against the wolves, heresies, errors, dangers, corruption, immorality, lack of faith. When someone is when a priest is negotiating or compromising the faith in a regular basis and doesn't correct, becomes a wolf. Yes, because if we lose the faith, we lose everything. So it's the other teaching of our Lord. So next, our Lord keeps saying, when you go as my disciples, as a witnesses of my faith, my love, do not carry, you know, he said, things. Extra shoes, extra clothing, extra food. And so this is very important. So we are not attached to things in the world. We are not, we don't depend upon people, upon the government, upon my job, upon my families. So we are like pilgrims. We just trust in our Lord day by day, according to the will of God, walking towards heaven, carrying the crosses of all together, without being attached or dependent too much upon things. And he keeps saying, do not greet anyone on the way. Means don't engage in useless or no important things. So to greet someone is not bad, it's not sinful. But what our Lord means here is don't lose the time in things which are not beneficial to the seriousness of your salvation. So he said, and when you go to any house or you encounter your neighbor, he said, say to them, pax, so peace unto you. You remember, peace is the tranquility of order. Means we wish people to be in order with God. So we preach them the faith, the catechism, the gospel, we correct them, we help them, we teach them in order to have order. Especially by the example I told you. So when we encounter people, people should see in us a Catholic. For example, unfortunately, Protestants dress better than Catholics. You cannot distinguish a Catholic from a Protestant. Usually the best, very sad to say that the Protestants dress better than Catholics. In such a way that many times, I have heard many times when a traditional a Catholic woman walks with a very modest dress, people approach and said, are you Protestant? Are you Protestant? Of course not, but it's amazing. So this is why to wish peace, to work peace upon the others, to be peacemakers, is one of the attitudes of our Lord on the holy mountain. Blessed are the peacemakers, because theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So to bring peace, in fact, this is the Benedictine motto. The motto of the Benedictine is peace. Means we bring doctrine, good example, charity, hospitality, patience, especially we carry the cross of each other. This is peace. This is peace to bring order, but to bring Christ through his doctrine, his charity, and his cross being carried by us to the people, to the homes. Just remember that when you encounter anyone, the first thing God expects from us to give is peace. Yes. So and then he said, eat whatever they offer to you. Means do not be a burden to them. Extra burden. So we have to be considerate. It's why St. Paul, he said that he would work with his own hands to earn his own bread, to avoid an extra burden to people. It's why we don't ask for money. In fact, usually, at least it's an emergency, yet we don't ask for money, you know. It's always voluntary from your hearts. But it's because we don't have to be a burden. Because it happened. People doesn't want us to receive them in our houses, or doesn't want to go us to go because it's a huge burden of expenses, no? So it's why we pray with many times we carry the expenses. Because we should not be a burden to you. Just keep in mind that, because very modernist bad habit to always ask for money, no? Always. Modernist environment is like that, no? And he said, well, also, if you see someone who is sick, help them, no? Is it the words of mercy? Basically, when we encounter the neighbor, we try to communicate peace and to see their needs. This is why we have the 14 acts of mercy. We have to see if they need for us to preach the truth, to correct, being corrected. If they are sad, they might need consolation. If they are sick, we try to provide, to help out. If they are in prison, if they have to be buried, if they have hunger, and they are naked, they need a lodge in, to be in. So all the work of mercy, we have to provide, to keep an eye upon our neighbor. Because any omission or charity goes against our Lord. So we do it against our Lord. He said, whatever you do to the little ones, you do it to me, to myself. And anytime you don't do this work of mercy to the little ones, you don't do it to myself. This is the Catholic teaching. This is why, dear friends, this is why we are a family. We are praying together. We are working together. We are suffering together. We are enduring together. We are trying to edify each other. We try to build up faith, hope, and charity by a good example. Don't forget about that. Also, remember, to be a family is also important because we may fall. We may fall down, any one of us. And if you have a community like this, you will find someone to help you to get up and to keep walking to heaven. Because if you are alone and you don't want to mix with people, you are a loner by your own will. If you fall, nobody is going to lift it up. If you are very Protestant, very dangerous, it's horrible, the idea of individualism. No? I'm my own thing, you your own thing, he his own thing. Don't mix with me, I will not mix with you. This is very Protestant. In fact, it's the contrary, it's the opposite. We have to be interested in charity for the other's business. Is he sad? Does he need something? Is he sick? She needs training, formation, a book, a gift? Maybe she needs me to carry her cross, his cross. Have to be constantly worried, constantly aware of the needs of my neighbor, always. Especially our own family, spiritual family. Don't forget about that. You know, many traditionalists, yes, they come with the priest because just the mass, they have to receive something, and they forget each other until the priest comes next time. No, it should not supposed to be like that. Try to be aware and worry about your neighbor. What they are doing, not for gossip, of course, but in order to try to see kindly what they need, to be at the service of the others, without being a burden, of course, we don't want to be a burden to anyone. No? If someone doesn't want us to call or to come, we just pray for them. You know? Sometimes it's the only way to help people is praying for them because they don't want to see us at all. Well, let be done like that. But when we are in a spiritual family, we try to do it not only prayer, but more than that. Much more than that. Especially in this moment, some evil moments, difficult moments, that we need help. Anyone, we need each other. We need each other, yes. So let's help, ask for this grace to St. Mark to help us give us this spirit of charity. In the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.